guys. It's your show. You can dial in, bring up whatever's on your mind. The Saturday edition of the program, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites, and we give ours away. So enjoy it at freetalklive.com. Again, freetalklive.com. We're going to continue here by taking your phone calls about whatever you want. Let's talk to Steve in Colorado. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Greetings.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Steve?
Just really briefly, before I get to my main point, I wanted to touch on Rick Santorum. He was the one who said that there was no, that nobody had a right to privacy.
Yes, we were actually looking at a Wikipedia article about him, and that claim was made in there.
That's in regards to contraceptives, but as far as I'm concerned, there's not much more private thing than a contraceptive. So
right, and he called legislating against homosexuality the ultimate homeland security.
Yeah,
wow, that's crazy. So,
yeah, he's nuts. Pretty much
Nancy. Jesus hates gay people. Don't you know that?
Well, it doesn't sound like he's very pro-life to me, because it sounds like he's very anti the lives of people that do things differently as far as their moral sets
exactly.
are concerned.
Yeah, if you name any fascist piece of legislation that happened between, I don't know exactly when he served, about 1996 to about 2004 or 5 or so, whatever. He was involved in it.
So the lady earlier in the first hour that was just lauding this man was
because he was pro-life.
Well, and principled. She said he was principled, sure. And I asked her, well, what are his principles? And she had no answer to that question. But clearly, from what you're saying here, Steve, is that his principles were fascist principles.
Yeah, he's dedicated to the principle that the government should control all of our lives.
Well, only in the areas that the Republicans like, the moral stuff. Because really, the people need the government to tell them what their morality is. Otherwise, they'll run amok. They'll be sin in the street. God will visit the Sodom and Gomorrah thing on us. People will be turned into pillars of salt. You know how it all goes. We gotta keep these people in line until the rapture comes, because they don't know what the hell they're doing. And Jesus would do it. Jesus would put people in prison for being gay.
Because,
you know that he would.
Because that's how you create virtue, right? Is forcing people to do things.
Yep, exactly. The main reason why I called, however, is I was engaged in another online debate. It's my vice. I wish I could stop. But I just can't stop, man.
Is it keeping you up late at night? The online debating.
No, it's not actually.
Okay, that's good.
Up late. Yeah.
So it's not an unhealthy vice then at this point, beyond just pouring your free time into it.
Yeah, exactly. And I was debating a guy about businesses, and he thinks this guy, and I did too when I was a liberal Dem, a leftist type, that all businesses are out there to rip you off. If they can rip you off, they will rip you off. And it occurred to me that that's extremely insulting as a former business owner and as a future business owner.
Yeah.
That how insulting is that to suggest that I would rip people off if I could?
It's outrageous. And it's totally the mindset of someone who has never even considered venturing into business for himself. It's basically an employee victim mentality mindset, because there are some employees that are very very good and not, they don't have that mentality, but this victim mentality is pounded into people at a young age in the government indoctrination camps.
People who rip people off don't get as many return customers because they continue to rip people off, and they continue to, I don't go back to businesses I get ripped off at. I don't know about you,
but he believes that every businessman is ripping people off, right? I mean, everyone.
If they aren't, it's only because of fear of getting caught. In other words, if they could get away with it, they
right.
would.
And there's not a moral person in the world. The only moral person is this guy.
He's the
only
one. Right.
Right. Well, the government, of course, they're going to keep everybody honest. They do everything right, and they do it well and efficiently.
They're so honest.
And, of course, they're the ones you can trust, as though immoral people wouldn't get in the government and wouldn't be the people that would be controlling the immoral people in business. It's just a very circuitous sort of, round and round kind of thinking. If people are bad, if business owners are bad, business owners are people. People are bad. If people are bad, then the people in the government are bad. Then who the hell can you trust?
No, I don't know if he would make those connections. I mean, he would say that business owners are bad, but he's good, and the non-business owners are also good.
Isn't a person who's going to work every day selling their labor, aren't they in business to sell their own labor? Doesn't that make them a bad person?
They're not going to see it that way.
Well, that's because they're idiots.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and well, one could point out that employees are always trying to put one over on the business owner, too.
My God. I mean, you know, like sneaking off to...
Taking an extra break, smoke break, whatever.
As long as they can.
Well, you know, the very hardest I ever worked in my life, and when I say hard, I don't mean physically hard, but the very most diligent that I ever was in my entire life was when I owned my own business for 4.5 years. And, you know, not coincidentally, that was the best job I ever had, too, in terms of satisfaction.
Absolutely.
That's how come I can't wait to get back into business again.
Thank you, Steve, for the call. Great points tonight, 800-259-9231. You're welcome to add to the discussion. It's just such a – that guy and his opinion, not Steve, but the guy he was talking about, just the viewpoint that businessmen are just a bunch of sharks out there trying to take advantage of people is a real – sad kind of mindset.
It's a victim mentality, as you said. The world is happening to you. There's nothing you can do in order to change these things. It's really a sad place to be coming from. And I believe that to some extent, you create your own reality. You're creating that, you're getting victimized. Now, whether it's just because that's what you recognize as the evidence, or whether, you're into the idea that you're attracting these people in some kind of spiritual level, I don't know any of that stuff, but I do know that you see what you expect to see. You justify things in your life, and you see what you expect to see. So you're going to see the bad stuff.
To me,
there certainly are bad people in business.
There's no doubt about it.
And there's bad people as employees, and there's bad people out there trying to jam government down your throat.
But I have a different perspective, and mine is almost the reverse perspective, and that is that that if you look at it as a whole, step back and look at the whole of the marketplace, it is the most awe-inspiring, wondrous thing to me, because there are people out there coming together on a voluntary basis, customers and business people coming together and coming to an agreement on a price and a product and a service, and they're trading and they're doing business, and things are getting done, products are being sold, services are being provided, and, 98% of the time, it's done without a hitch. People are, both sides are satisfied, the business owner gets paid, the consumer gets the product or the service, and they're satisfied with the quality. If not, they can go back and return it, or they can they can go to a competitor and get a better deal. I mean, certainly there are times where you could have gotten a better deal than if you'd spent a little bit of extra time looking around. I remember the time when I had to buy a car, and I felt like I had to buy it in a rush, so I didn't really do my due diligence, and I didn't look around, and I got a crap car as a result of that, and ended up having to pour a whole bunch of money into that. It was one of those as-is, cheapy cars where, I just got hosed on that deal. But does that mean that everybody that's out there is a scumbag? No, not at all. It means that I should have done a better job as a consumer.
Well, to make you feel a little bit better, I was talking last week to my auto mechanic, who told me about the time that he bought an automobile. My auto mechanic bought an automobile, and the transmission fell out of it on the way home.
Wow.
So you can't get them all right.
Yeah.
And the auto mechanic didn't know. How would the guy who's selling it know? You don't always know these pieces of information. But when it comes to the free market, the exchange, voluntary exchanges between individuals going on, division of labor. Remember, we'd all be living in caves and digging grubs out of the ground with a stick if it wasn't for that.
For the entrepreneurs, if it weren't for those folks that saw the opportunity to, number one, make life better for people, and number two, profit as a result of it.
Yeah.
If it weren't for those folks out there, you're absolutely right. We would be living in a terrible situation.
The companies that do well, at least to some extent, are doing well because they're providing people with what they want.
Absolutely.
Now, if some of them managed to work the system, like, say, Ma Bell, back when we only had one telephone company nationwide, worked the system, managed to get themselves
monopoly.
In place, had a monopoly, then there's certainly cases of that. But by and large, businesses make a profit by providing people with what they want.
And that was only enabled, that example you gave, and the other examples that are out there of businesses that are connected with the state, those are only enabled because of the existence of the state.
Yep.
Because government exists, because there's this tool of violence and coercion out there for the business owners to grab hold of, inevitably those that are attracted to that kind of power and that kind of influence are going to go in that direction. But in the absence of an authoritarian state, then business owners would have to rise and fall based on the value of the product and the service they're offering. That's the way it should be. 800-259-9231, and for the most part, that is the way it is. It's Free Talk Live.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it. Everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you embarrassed by your legs? Are your legs sore and irritated? Millions of women suffer from leg pain due to varicose veins. When varicose veins prevent you from living and enjoying your everyday life, you need Venulux. Venulux is a dietary tool formulated to restore naturally beautiful legs from the inside out. As part of your healthy lifestyle, Venulux promotes antioxidant action throughout your body to calm varicose veins and support fit legs for life. Venulux has helped women all over the world relieve varicose vein pain and restore the confidence to bear their legs. Now it's your chance to benefit with Venulux free when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG today. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG. Fit Leg, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com. And remember, when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG, ask how to get your Venulux free. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 17, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $872.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $897.91, $448.95 for half ounce, and $224.48 for the quarter ounce. That's $897.91, $448.95, and $224.48.
70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the program. You can dial up toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Features on the site, we give them away. So enjoy those, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Free. At freetalklive.com.
If you like what we do here on Free Talk Live, SACL CAI is the main sponsor of the show. If you have a business, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing. They purchase charged off receivables. They'll handle all of your accounts receivable needs.
very few people got into business in order to do accounts receivable. It's thankless work. Turn it over to SACL CAI. You'll be happy you did. And it's cheaper than what you're doing now. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top banner on the right-hand side.
We go to your phone calls about whatever you want. It's Mike listening to WFLA in Florida. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Mike, are you there, sir? Going once. Mike in Florida? Going twice?
I'm here.
There he is. What's on your mind, Mike?
Yeah, I've got a question. I've never heard you guys before, but I'm listening to you, and I'm wondering how you have a dichotomy between being pro-life and toppling a dictator who used poison gas against his own people, has rape rooms for his sons that can a total control over country. How do you equate those two?
Well, basically, I would say that I'm pro-life. I would say that Ian is probably certainly on the fence as far as the abortion issue goes. I am pro-life in the sense, but I don't think that government should regulate it in the sense that we've already had a ban on abortion in this country. I feel that it went poorly.
Earlier today, is the other guy said, well, how can you be pro-life and pro-invasion of? I mean, how are the two related?
Killing people, right?
Yeah.
No, you sound like two sophomores in college smoking dope.
Well, that's what we always get. We always get that, and try to avoid the young thing, right? Like that doesn't really forward the conversation to any point. Let's address the point.
It's just so juvenile.
What's juvenile? It's not a good idea to kill people.
No, how are the two related?
Well, someone says they're pro-life, so why was just pointing out the inconsistency of one person claiming to be pro-life, but at the same time supporting killing people around the world?
Are we killing people around the world?
The United States military is.
The U.S. military is killing people around the world.
They did it in Pakistan just last week, you know.
You're missing the bigger question is, why are we killing people around the world?
What's your
answer? Because it benefits the politicians and the military-industrial complex, right?
Oh, my goodness. Is killing those three Somalis, is that killing people or is that saving the captain?
Well, at that point, I think that's more about stealing, because I don't think that the United States Navy should be protecting ships, whether they're flying a United States flag or anything else. Could I finish here? So, therefore, I believe that the people that sent them there are stealing from the American people in order to, benefit a private company.
Well, no, stealing is one thing. Stealing doesn't deserve the death penalty. Putting an AK-47 up against somebody's head does deserve the death penalty, doesn't it?
Okay. Now, I'm not against what the SEALs did. I believe that the Navy, that the use of the Navy in that respect is stealing. Do you understand?
No, he doesn't.
No, I don't. Okay, explain.
That's what I'm telling you. I'm telling you that the use of the Navy in order to stop piracy on the high seas, that, those ships should be responsible for their own security out there, that's stealing from the American people. I had to pay for that, you know?
Well, you have to pay for the Navy whether they're going to be shooting people or not.
Well, I don't think we'd need as large of a one if we weren't keeping the Indian Ocean halfway around the world safe for ships.
Why is that?
Because you wouldn't need as many ships if you weren't covering as much ocean.
Well, Mike, let's lay something down here. Mike, do you believe that it's the U.S. military's responsibility to protect companies, U.S. companies around the world?
Oh, if it's in our interest, yes.
Who's our interest?
The United States public's, yes.
Well, how would you determine what is the United States public's interest? Because it sounds like your interest and my interest might be different.
What are your interests, then?
Freedom, baby. Freedom.
Yeah, I want to
enterprise.
Not have to fund whatever anyone else's interests are.
Do you agree with free enterprise?
You better believe it.
Well, then there you go. You just answered your own question.
Well, taking my money so that to support your Navy is not free enterprise. That's stealing.
So what would you suggest?
Stop stealing.
I would suggest that
stop
companies...
Stop stealing. There you go with the... You don't like the juvenile references, but there you go. Stop stealing.
We're talking about
a country that...
Are you telling me it's adult to steal from people, sir? Is that an adult thing to do?
No, your answer, I'm saying, was juvenile. I'm saying that there is a country that is out of control over there, which is Somalia, and we've got pirating going up. Why don't we just go over there and sink the ships and we can be done with it?
Well, take a listen to this. I believe that the free market can solve any problem. And there's a water cannon out there that'll shoot 1,400 gallons of water in a minute. Now, that's a heck of a lot more than your average fire truck, all right? It's remote control from inside the cabin of the ship, and it can fill up a pirate ship with water, or no one can stand against it in 100 yards. It'll blow them right off the ship.
So, why aren't they using those, then?
Why aren't they using those? Because they don't have to. They have the U.S. Navy to protect them. It's
the
same. Here's the same idea, sir. If you had to walk, could I finish? It's the same idea. You have to walk through the bad section of town. He's just going and going. You have to walk through the bad section of town.
He must think they're going to cut him off or something.
Can I speak?
No, I'm not finished. Let me finish.
Go ahead.
When you go through the bad section of town and you believe that, you know, the police are responsible for your protection, you might not bring a peace with you. However, when you say, well, there's no cops there, I guess I better go armed. Well, then it's your responsibility. As far as I'm concerned, it is the responsibility of those ships to protect themselves on the high seas.
Well, I would agree with that, but they're not allowed to.
That's what I've heard.
There
too.
You go. The problem is the government.
Preventing them from doing
the
that.
The Dutch rescued a crew today, and then they let the people go because they didn't have any jurisdiction.
So who's preventing the ships from arming themselves?
I'm not quite sure about that.
I believe it's the U.S. government's policies.
I don't think it's the U.S. government. No, it's not. It's the unions or it's something else. It's not the U.S. government.
You're telling me that I think the unions would change their little tune if they didn't think that the United States Navy was going to come out there and bail them out.
I changed my. You got me twisted now.
I'm sorry.
I still want to know what is the dichotomy between being pro-life and taking out that dictator, Saddam Hussein?
Killing people who have done nothing to you is wrong.
Do you disagree?
Nothing to you, but what about humanity?
Well, I'm not responsible for the Iraq war any more than I'm not responsible for the Iraqi people's freedom or their tyranny. They are. You understand that they have to decide whether they want to be free or not.
Well, on one point, you're total laissez-faire. And on the other, you're a little bit Marxist.
I'm not a little bit Marxist anything.
I'm 100% laissez-faire.
All laissez-faire, baby.
So
I like the government. I want my government to deliver the mail and protect me.
So you're a male socialist? You're a male Marxist.
You sound like a Marxist to me, sir.
That sounds like a Marxist to you. I want
you support.
Well,
you want government ownership of the means of production when it comes to mail delivery. That makes you a Marxist.
Yeah,
let's bring him back here. We're going to continue this conversation. Hang on, dude. 800-259.
They don't teach you this stuff in school. They tell you you're a good American if you support the post office and the government institutions. But the fact is, I'm sorry, the mail service is a monopoly.
And it's crap, too. 800-259-9231, as most government things are. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. And if Mike sticks around, we'll talk to him some more. Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a 1-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase 2 items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in and bring up whatever's on your mind. It's the Saturday edition. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including updates. You get signed up. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Are you frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? Are you tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? If you knew thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active for freedom, would you join them? You can. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org, because it's one thing to stand around, wave a bunch of signs at a tea party, and it's another thing to actually take the next step and do something more significant. freestateproject.org.
Well, you got to take your first step.
That's true. Absolutely. The tea parties are like a little baby step, but it's something. It's going in the right direction. We go back to Mike, listening to WFLA in Florida. Mike, you're back on Free Talk Live after accusing us of being Marxists. We pointed out how you are actually a Marxist in one
way. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. What
Well, that's great. We've got a lot of intellectual honesty from our callers tonight.
And that's so rare in radio.
Well, what is the next step, guys?
The next step?
Yeah.
How do we get from here to a more voluntary society?
Are you talking about libertarian society, right?
That's what I would like to see.
Well, I'm in there. I'm in for that. But I am for I'm a pro-military guy, but I'm
not. Uh-oh, well, that's not libertarian.
That's where I started too, Mike. And the more you look at libertarian philosophy, the more you'll realize that likely you won't need that military at all. Most of the time.
I was indoctrinated.
What's that?
I was indoctrinated.
We were all indoctrinated. But if you look at United States military history, the U.S. is blessed with a position in the world geographically where we're just not threatened. You know, you don't expect the big red horde.
Oh,
from
got oceans.
What's that?
Got oceans.
Yeah, the big red horde from Canada is not going to roll across the 47th parallel or whatever it is and wipe us all out. With so many countries, because you know they're sort of old world countries, they have long standing feuds with countries next door.
We've got borders and we've got oceans. But I'm saying, what do you suggest?
Well, it's tough.
The Free State Project
is really all I can suggest. But remember,
what does that mean? The Free State Project.
Liberty-minded people are moving from all across the country and converging in New Hampshire in order to get active in one geographic location for the purposes of achieving liberty in our lifetime. So
what
it's
does that
the
mean?
Idea of constant.
For the idea of achieving liberty in our lifetimes. I'm saying, what do you suggest?
Well,
moving to New Hampshire.
That's correct. And then getting active.
I moved from Sarasota, Florida.
I mean, come on. That's not very realistic, is it?
I moved from Sarasota, Florida, sir.
It's not very realistic to tell our founding fathers that they have to spend the coldest winter in history in Valley Forge for your history, but they did it.
I spent the coldest winter in Cleveland about in 1977. But you had a house.
I've got something. Look, I can get as specific as you want to get. All right, let me break this down for you here.
What's the next step?
Let me give you a little bit of history before I give you the, you know, what's coming next. Okay, history personally. I was born and raised down in Sarasota. Yeah, I'm sure you're familiar with it. You live in the Tampa Bay area,
mm-hmm.
And my co-host was as well. Now down there, when I would go to the Libertarian Party meetings, there were like five guys that would show up and sit around and debate about politics, and maybe now and then we'd go out and, you know, go to the gun show and set up a table, which I would always fund out of my own pocket and organize myself. So that wasn't really the party so much as me doing all of this activism down there. I would go and, you know, I'd go to Pride Fest and I'd reach out there. I'd go to gun shows. I'd go to the county fair and I would help, you know, I would talk to people about freedom. And that was about it, because nobody ever actually ended up doing anything. We didn't really, the Libertarian Party in Florida.
There's nothing really to do.
Well, it's essentially that there's, right. I mean, they run candidates every couple years, and the candidates get 3% or whatever they end up getting.
You can either get a Democrat or you can get a Republican.
Right.
There is no third-party candidate.
Well, dumb and dumber.
Right, and if you live in Sarasota, you get Republicans. That's pretty much what you get.
What's better than the alternative?
Well, all of these people...
I don't know. I mean, the Republicans have gotten us where we were as far as the tax rate went in Sarasota.
And the Democrats have done every city in America in just about...
They're all bad to me, my friend. So frustrating. As you can see, that was frustrating to me, putting all of this effort into promoting the ideas of freedom and seeing no real return on investment besides, you know, maybe a handful of people that I unearthed that turned out to be really super activists. Then I came across this idea of the Free State Project, and I thought, wow, this is it. Let's gather these great activists together in the same place so we aren't as spread thin as we've historically been, those of us in the Liberty Movement. So I signed up, and we moved in 2006. We moved the show up from Florida to New Hampshire, and there have been hundreds of people from around the country and around the world even that have converged on New Hampshire. And as a result of that, you asked what's next. As a result of that, those activists that have come here, of course, it's the Live Free or Die state, so there's already kind of a mentality, a pro-freedom mentality up here, far more so than there was down in Florida, just of the native people. So
no,
these people...
Live redneck or die.
Well, or it's live senior or die. I mean,
yeah.
we are fat. we get all the seniors from
from New York,
all the different states around, and they don't want to spend any money on the public schools, so.
So all these Liberty people came here to New Hampshire, and they started to create networks, and the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance was created, and people ran for office, and more people are running for office, and there's civil disobedience happening. That never happened down in Florida. You know, there's non-cooperation. We've got television shows, radio shows, newspapers. So this has all happened within the last handful of years. There's more to come as more activists come here and start doing what they think is right.
Against what?
I'm sorry, I couldn't get your question there. Go ahead again.
You said civil disobedience against what?
Against the oppression of the state.
No, specific.
Well, recently we had a man recording video in the lobby of what is allegedly a public court just this past week. You go to freekeen.com.
I heard about it.
He was arrested for that. So that's one example.
A little heavy-handed.
A couple of months ago, we had a man hold, one of our friends, Andrew, was holding a piece of marijuana in his hand in a public place. He'd announced that in advance. That was an example of civil disobedience. We've had another guy do illegal puppet shows, because I think in one of the cities in the state, it's illegal to give a puppet
illegal
show.
Illegal puppet show.
Oh, yeah, there was nail manicures. That was done illegally, so somebody decided to give an illegal manicure, which means give a manicure without a license, right out in front of the very agency that licenses
the manicure. You're just giving the man the business.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, what's the next? I mean, is there a grand plan?
Well, all you can do is stand against the government, and I mean, it's either that or you got to get enough people together to stop paying taxes, and that's a scary thing for people with families and loved ones when you say, "I'm not gonna pay my property taxes. Please come take my house away." I mean, that's a tough place to stand.
We need some more people to be here for that. But as far as your grand plan is concerned, the reason why there's no real good answer to that question is the solution to the problem, because let me see if I can explain this. The Free State Project is the idea that moves people to New Hampshire. Once they get there, hold on a second, Mike. There is no overarching organization that says, okay, you go here and do that, you go here and do that, here's the ultimate plan. The ultimate plan is to achieve liberty in our lifetime, but how we get from here to there is up to each individual activist to decide for themselves. So as a result of that, what you have is a decentralized movement where there are all kinds of different things going on at any given time,
but
you
can agree,
plug
Mike,
into what you want.
Mike, you'd agree that there would be a much better chance of doing that as long as you have concentrated in an area people that believe in small government, because
right.
You don't have that. Right?
I agree with you, but while you're going for this decentralization, the federal government is going to total centralization.
Yeah, and centralization doesn't work, right?
No, it never did.
So we'll see who wins. I'm not talking about a holdout in Waco here, man.
I know that.
All I'm saying is, let's look at decentralized. You know, and it's, you know, it's got to be in a state. It has to be in a small state where the population isn't very large.
I agree with you. What I'm saying is that with the Democrats and the Republicans, what can you do?
You'd be surprised that the Democrats and Republicans, at least on the state level here in New Hampshire, are a little different than the ones you'll find down there in Florida. I mean, even the Democrats up here own guns, just to give an example of, you know, how different things are. I thank you. And you said it's your first night tuning in, so keep doing it. We're there every Saturday night on WFLA in Florida, so come back and listen some more, and you'll get another idea. You'll get more ideas over time for what can be done, not just up here in New Hampshire, but where you are down there in Tampa. More coming up. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills at as little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, "No legislation without representation." Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people.
Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in, bring up anything, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. That's freetalklive.com. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and helping expose new people to the ideas of freedom. If that's valuable to you, you want to get behind us, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks, too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details at amp.freetalklive.com. Right back into your calls. Ladies first. Joy is in California listening to KGOE. Hey, Joy.
Yes, hi. What I told you before is that my husband worked for an employer that tricked us, deceived us, and victimized us.
Oh, dear.
And the U.S. government not only allowed it to happen, but encouraged it to happen.
How did that happen? I don't recall ever talking to you before, so you're going to have to fill me in again.
Yeah. Well, my husband worked for a Chinese-owned company that went out of business. And they left us holding the bag for medical bills amounting to over $40,000.
Medical bills for whom?
For my husband.
So he had medical insurance with his employer, and then...
Well, that's what we thought. That we found out they closed the mill in October of 2008, and we were told that we were covered under their plan through November, and we could buy the Cobra coverage for December. And so we scraped up the money and bought the Cobra coverage, and my husband has cancer, and he had chemotherapy. And then we just found out this March that the company was not putting money into their trust fund. They were self-insured. And there's like 220 people that were employed there, and there's about 400,000 of unpaid medical bills.
Mm. So they just basically went out of business, and you got left high and dry.
Yes.
And you said you went to the and you said the state did nothing for you.
No, the state, the California Insurance Commissioner, does not handle self-insurers, but. I've looked into the ERISA laws, and this is why I'm saying the government allowed it to happen. ERISA laws are a federal law that it stands for Employee Retirement Income Security Act. and a division under that called the Department of Labor's Employee Benefit Security Administration, or the EBSA, is supposed to enforce laws under ERISA. But after I got to looking into it, I found out that it was just pitiful protection, that the ERISA laws can be changed at will, that benefits can be taken back, and these plans don't have to follow standard practices, and they may drop benefits without prior notice to the insureds. And the plans only need to notify insureds within 60 days after the fact.
You know, I'm sorry to hear about your situation, and it's unfortunate, but the truth about the government is that it postures itself as the defender of the downtrodden. You know, we're here for you. And then the reality of the situation is that, you know, the corporations and the those people with deep pockets have the most influence. And, of course, they end up getting sweetheart deals from the state or protection. I mean, essentially, a corporation is a protection scheme from the from the state. I mean, it's a corporation is a concept that allows businessmen to do business without taking any real personal risk for the business that they do. And so what's amazing is there are people out there that look at this situation, and maybe they're seeing it correctly. Maybe they're analyzing it correctly and saying, wow, what we seem to have here is a government that, you know, is pretty much a corporate state. I mean, where they they work hand in hand with these corporations and they scratch each other's backs. And so what they end up doing when they observe that is they say, well, what we need to do is just change the government and we need to get to make it work better. But that's just talk, because it doesn't actually end up working out that way. No matter who you elect, no matter what ends up, whether it's Republicans or Democrats, no matter who gets into office, you know, even if they say they're for the working man, they end up working for the you know, the big executives in these corporations.
Exactly, that's exactly what's happened. And who would know? Who would know in their lifetime?
Right, because who actually reads these laws? I mean,
exactly.
Who could have time to read these laws until you finally find out that you're getting screwed by them? Then you might take some time to, you know, to figure out exactly how they screwed you. But there's really not that much that can be done about it, and it's just you know, it's just personal tragedy after personal tragedy. And I wish I had a better answer for you as to what could be done about this. But as long as power exists,
give people a heads up on this, so that if they're working for an employer that's self-insured, they should look into the ERISA laws and find out they don't have to post a bond and there are no safeguards. And I talked to the Department of Labor and they told me more that I just have to pay the bill. That's all there is to it.
Joy, good luck. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate your call. 800-259-9231. You know what we should point out, though, Mark, is that the whole reason why employers offer health insurance in the first place is because of the state's involvement in regulating employers and in involvement in health care. Because there was this push at one point to make it easier for employees and give them their insurance through their employer, right? There was essentially a political push that made this happen in the first place.
It's not just a political push. There was a 90% tax bracket. So if you offered your employee, we'll give you another $10,000 a year more, well, you were only offering them $1,000 a year more because it was a 90% tax bracket. Whereas if you offered the medical insurance, it would cover everything. That's what destroyed it is taxes. The government taxing people is what destroyed people's ability to negotiate with doctors and hospitals and things like that. My one advice to the lady would be that, generally when it comes to medical bills, they will not hit your credit if you're paying on those bills. So if you pay
some payment,
you're making some payment. There's no interest on them as a rule. I don't know every instance, but just make some payments it's basically a no interest loan on these situations. I know it's way too much. Usually they'll give you a cash discount. Explain that to them. Work with their business office, and you might be able to get a cash discount on it and make some payments and just, you know, pay it in the future as time goes by. Don't write them a check.
So it's the government's involvement that ended up making that happen in the first place. Otherwise, you know, people could go out and shop around and buy their own insurance, and they wouldn't have that kind of incentive to take the corporate insurance or to take the insurance plan through their company. And of course, if the government wasn't so involved in healthcare in the first place at all, then healthcare costs wouldn't be dramatically high because of all the regulatory, essentially the costs that it costs these companies to abide by all these regulations, the FDA, and all these. You you know, this mandatory government rules and strictures that have been put down on the healthcare industry that dramatically increase costs. So, I mean, if it weren't for all of that and the government's tremendous involvement, we would see healthcare being a much more free market product. I mean, imagine if healthcare was like the computer industry, where every single year costs keep coming down, service keeps getting better, the product keeps getting better. The product is healthcare. You know, the product keeps getting better year after year, and dramatic, with dramatic increases in technology helping things out. Right now, what you've got in the healthcare industry is a very slow crawl as far as innovation and as far as competition is concerned because of government involvement. So it leads to all kinds of consequences. And we're talking about people's health here. So you'd think it'd be very important to get the government out of it, but unfortunately people have been brainwashed to believe the exact opposite.
Right.
They believe
but somehow that the government can fix healthcare. You can look around the world and you'll find
North Korea isn't true.
The government being involved in healthcare is a very bad idea. I've heard Japan's a pretty good healthcare system. I don't know, I'm not over there, but I certainly don't want to leave the federal government, which has turned pretty much everything it's touched to, at least in the private sector, to crap. I certainly don't want to put them in charge of healthcare.
Let's talk to Ed. Ed is on the line in Texas. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Ed?
Well, I have a whole lot of things on my mind, but tonight I was just going to ask about one thing on the Iraq war.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to ask you guys 7 questions, 5 of which are yes or no.
Oh, boy. I don't know if we're going to have time for all 7, but let's go. Let's see what we can do. Go ahead.
Really quick. First one, is it ever acceptable to have a military for any purpose?
I would say it's acceptable to voluntarily fund on your own initiative whatever it is that you want to do around the world. So if you want to go and, you know, kill some dictator, then you should get together with your other buddies that also agree with that that mindset, hire yourself some mercenaries or go over there yourself and take care of the job. So I would say for my answer, it is never acceptable to coerce people to pay for anything they don't want to pay for.
Well,
a militia is a military,
totally
so I
answered and solved all the questions I just had. So
a militia is a military, so I call that a military, so yes.
That answers that, because that seems like that basically solves the problem I was about to pose. And I guess another question would be on the voluntarist side of things. If you have a voluntary tax system that supports some sort of government or something.
I can tell it's going to be a good question. Hang on, we'll bring it back after the news and we'll talk about that. Achieving a voluntary society? Voluntary taxes? What's that all about? Find out. Coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it. Everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.